Good morning. A damp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with a round of showers moving through mainly New England this morning. The wet weather late yesterday and last night producing the dampness overnight, and now with temperatures falling back into the 30s and lower 40s, we have locally dense fog around this morning, limiting visibilities in some cases below 1 mile. Additional showers are out in western and central New York, heading in our direction associated with a cool front. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will surge into the middle and upper 40s in eastern New York, while reaching the 50s and even some lower 60s in parts of New England. Then, as the front barrels through during the midday hours, we'll have a round of showers, maybe even a couple of thunderstorms in New England, followed by a wind shift to the west-northwest and temperatures dropping back through the 50s and 40s and even through the 30s across parts of the higher terrain in the Adirondacks. Any rain showers will change over to scattered snow showers in the cooler air later on this evening before things start to dry out overnight tonight. Temperatures will continue to tumble during the overnight hours, and lows will be in the lower to mid-20s on average by tomorrow morning, even some teens across the higher terrain. Along with the colder air, the winds will continue to gust overnight, producing wind chill values in the single digits to around 10 above. This will set us up for a more winter-like feel for the next couple of days. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few passing rain or snow showers, very windy and cold with highs only in the 30s and wind chill values in the teens and lower 20s, and more of the same for Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs only reaching about 40 with a gusty wind. We'll start to turn the corner on Thursday as high pressure settles overhead. We'll have more in the way of sunshine and less wind. This will allow temperatures to reach around 50, then into the lower 50s with dry weather on Friday as a storm system works its way up but well off the eastern seaboard. That'll leave us with a high of around 50 with sunshine on Saturday and back into the mid-50s with dry weather on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the southern Texas panhandle to the Texas low-rolling plains and far southwestern Oklahoma. Southerly low-level winds developing south of a cold front will allow moisture to return northward into the region. Strong surface heating combined with vertically veering wind profiles and shear of about 40 to 50 knots will support supercells. In addition to hail, high-based initial activity will favor a threat for strong wind gusts and possibly a tornado or two. Elsewhere, colder air is flowing in over the relatively warm waters of Lake Superior, and that's producing locally heavy lake-effect snow squalls in the UP of Michigan. Lake-effect snow warnings are in effect for this area for up to 12 inches of snow and winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, producing whiteout conditions at times. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Beirut Airport in Lebanon at 7 a.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Rafah, Saudi Arabia, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow and fog, 25 degrees with a south wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with fog, 41 degrees, the dew point 39, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.65 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Laredo and Falfurrias in Texas to a low of 11 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and becoming windy with scattered showers in the upper 50s, Boston partly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 56 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 42, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.49 inches for the month of March, which wound up 0.72 below normal, and 5.62 inches of rain for the year so far, with that being 2.38 inches below normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 959 and 5,497 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high 77 set in 1986, and the record low 9 above in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy today with showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s, then temperatures fall into the 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and becoming windy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in New England with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and becoming windy today with rain showers, then snow showers, early highs in the lower 40s, then temperatures fall through the 30s during the day, mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers and lows in the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy today with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and becoming windy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s, then temperatures fall during the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few rain or snow showers, windy and cold with highs in the 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Wednesday, 40, a little bit milder Thursday, partly sunny around 50, a mix of sun and clouds, windy on Friday around 52, on Saturday mostly sunny 50, and back into the mid-50s with sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.